Asian Voice News, The Global Link.
RDA disputes government claims of ongoing deployment negotiations. ZESCO undertakes maintenance works at Orlando Treatment Center to address water shortages. And gunfire reported as rebel to get key Dera Congo city. Good evening. With the main news, I am Christabel Kamono. The Residents Doctors Association of Zambia, RDA, has refuted Minister of Health Elijah Mchimal's statement that negotiations regarding the deployment of volunteer doctors are still ongoing. Association President Paul Chuwa says the discussions have merely involved repeated back-and-forth engagements without any meaningful progress or concrete agreement, raising concern over the lack of action from government. Speaking to RCV News and Lusaka today, Dr. Chuwa said the association grew frustrated with the prolonged delays which prompted its decision to suspend the provision of volunteer services. All the association wants is an action-oriented dialogue instead of going back and forth, said Dr. Chuwa. He noted that although volunteering is optional, health workers still require financial support to meet essential obligations such as transport. Dr. Chuwa stressed that considering the work and effort that the volunteer doctors have contributed to the health sector without remuneration, they deserve appreciation rather than being reminded that volunteering does not guarantee employment.
And there's no progress, there's no action in short. And what we're saying is we want an action-oriented dialogue. Instead of just we go and we go public and then back and forth, at the end of the day, we are doctors and we are trained to see patients, not to give statements, not to go back and forth in each of us. We are tired. We just want to have a way of, you know, our voices being heard and actions being taken.
The Deputy Chief Whip, Likando Mufalali, has dismissed assertions that the nullification of Tasila Longo's Chama parliamentary seat was a political move. Mr. Mufalali says the decision was made due to Ms. Longo's lack of cooperation, noting that she showed disregard for parliamentary procedures. Speaking when he featured on today's edition of Chatback in Lusaka, Mr. Mufalali said that following the issuance of an ultimatum, the former Chama lawmaker should have made arrangements to attend parliamentary sittings virtually instead of completely abandoning the sessions. If Ms. Longo had reached out to the Speaker regarding her extended absence from the House, Parliament would have granted her that permission, but that was not the case, said Mr. Mufalali. He added that the UPND will campaign in Chawama constituency, knowing that the by-election could have been avoided through dialogue between the former lawmaker and Parliament. And Mr. Mufalali expressed confidence that the UPND will scoop the parliamentarian by-election slated for January 15, 2025. He emphasized that it is imperative for all constituencies across the country to have proper representation in the National Assembly through present leaders.
Even when the Speaker on the floor of the House said, I'll give the Honourable Member time to get in touch with my office, or indeed to show her presence here, that should have helped resolve the matter. Unfortunately, I think she looked down at the institution and did the way she wanted herself. So it's unfortunate that we had to go this route or to go up to this far when a matter could have been resolved. It has got nothing to do with the politics. It's got nothing to do with the behavior. It has got everything to do with the behavior of a sitting MP looking down at the system that are in place, that have been there from many years back, that we should be able to respect.
Government says ZESCO today conducted maintenance works at the Orlando Water Treatment Plant, between which started at 08 hours and ended at 15 hours in a bid to prevent further water disruptions. On 8 December 2025, the Orlando Water Treatment Plant in Kafue experienced a power interruption that affected water supply to several parts of Lusaka. Minister of Water Development and Sanitation Collins Nzovo says the outage, which lasted for close last 4 hours resulted in a total production loss of almost 8 hours. This disruption has understandably affected many households and businesses, and the ministry assures the public that every effort is being made to restore normal supply as quickly as possible, said Ms. Tanzavu in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Ms. Tanzavu explained that due to reduced production during the recovery period, water supply has been prioritized for hospitals and other essential public facilities to ensure that critical services remain uninterrupted. He has urged residents to restore adequate water where possible and to use the available supply sparingly. The patients and citizens' involvement in health has urged patients to use the correct channels when reporting grievances against healthcare personnel, warning that social media complaints risks spreading misinformation and undermining the health sector. This comes after the Ministry of Health expressed concern over the growing trend of individuals fabricating stories alleging mistreatment by medical staff, particularly on social media platforms. Speaking to RCV News in Lusaka, the PCI National Coordinator Sydney Kafue said that while government has a responsibility to ensure quality health care, individuals must exercise caution when using their freedom of expression. Social media has the potential to escalate issues unnecessarily. Patients should understand that they can report misconduct either verbally or in written form to institutions such as the Health Professions Council of Zambia, which will review their complaint and assist them, said Mr. Kafue. A further call on government to ensure that patients' concerns are addressed promptly by the appropriate authorities to prevent them from turning to social media for help. Mr. Kafue also encouraged healthcare providers to uphold high service standards, noting that quality healthcare remains a cornerstone of public health and individual well-being.
Very interesting to understand that a patient has got a right to complain. I think it's signed in the health, with the HPCZ and also with the Ministry of Health to complain where, you cannot actually access health. Like publishing such information on the social media, what is it going to cause? Is it going to, in the end, chain of the service, or is it going to compromise healthcare?
In Africa news, sporadic gunfire and explosions have been reported as M23 rebels advance towards a key city in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo in an offensive that has forced thousands to flee across the border into Burundi. Residents and military sources said soldiers were fleeing the assault on Uvira, the last government-held city in the mineral-rich region. U.S. President Donald Trump brokered a peace deal last week between DR Congo's President Felix Tshisekedi and Rwanda's Paul Kagame to end the long-running conflict, but fighting has continued. Shops and schools have closed with terrified residents staying indoors amid fears that rebels had taken control of some government